Trump presides over peace signing between Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda. Washington, President Donald Trump oversaw the signing of a peace agreement between President Felix Tshisekedi of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and President Paul Kagame of the Republic of Rwanda on December 4th. Trump welcomed the two leaders to the White House for a trilateral discussion in the Oval Office before the group drove to the newly named Donald J. Trump Institute of Peace for a signing ceremony to celebrate the deal, known as the Washington Accords. This is a special occasion for a lot of reasons, but number one is, this is our first time in this building, using it for peace, Trump said. It's an amazing day, great day for Africa, a great day for the world. Speaking in front of a blue banner emblazoned with the words, delivering peace, the commander-in-chief highlighted the many previous attempts to end the war. Today we're succeeding where many others have failed, Trump said. Today we commit to stopping decades of violence and bloodshed, and to begin a new era of harmony and cooperation between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda. The president thanked the two courageous leaders and touted the deal as a very detailed, powerful agreement that will support a lasting peace. Economic elements of the negotiated framework will allow both nations to prosper as rare earth metals and other minerals are mined, he said. They're going to have a lot of money and a lot of success, and I think they're going to get along really well, Trump said. Rwanda's president expressed gratitude for Trump's commitment to peace and for leading the negotiations. President Trump introduced a new and effective dynamism that created a space for breakthroughs, Kagame said during the ceremony. His approach is even-handed, never taking sides. He orients us to the future, not the past. Also in attendance for the event were the presidents of Angola, Burundi, and Kenya, the Council of Ministers of Togo, as well as the Vice President of Uganda and representatives from Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and the African Union Commission. My fellow African heads of state, your presence here confirms that these efforts enjoy the broad support necessary to succeed, Kagame said. The President of the Congo echoed the gratitude for Trump, the American people, and everyone who assisted with the deal-making. Tshisekedi described the transformation in the region as a new era of friendship, cooperation, and prosperity, all shared together. Both sides must honor their commitments to forge sustainable peace, he said, suggesting he remains cautiously optimistic. I do believe this day is the beginning of a new path, a demanding path, yes, indeed, quite difficult, Tshisekedi said. But this is a path where peace will not just be a wish and aspiration, but a turning point. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and the foreign ministers of the African nations agreed to the terms of the deal on June 27. The newly signed agreement formalizes those terms, according to the president. Conflict in the region between the Congolese army, rebel factions, and foreign militias dates back decades, with approximately 6 million people killed and another 7 million displaced. Violence between ethnic groups in the neighboring nations disrupted political structures and resulted in a multifaceted struggle for power, with millions of people left in need of assistance. Congolese leaders approached Trump earlier this year with a deal to trade access to the country's rich mineral wealth in exchange for security protections. As per the agreement, Rwanda will remove its military forces from eastern Congo. Support for rebel groups, including the M23 and FDLR factions allegedly funded by Rwanda, is prohibited. The deal calls for the Congo and Rwanda to develop an economic integration framework over the next 90 days. A joint security force, including representatives from Qatar, the United States, and the African Union, is tasked with overseeing the withdrawal of Rwandan troops. People displaced by conflict are granted permission to return to their homes, according to the deal.